He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the February the 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Once again, broadcasting from a rainy Scottsdale, Arizona. Maybe we'll have some rainouts. The first rainouts of the new baseball season could happen in spring training today. They call it the Valley of the Sun, but it's a little overcast, rained all night here. And however, after raining yesterday, the market has opened up bright and sunny this morning. Right now we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 129 points, which puts us back to 25,539. Of course, we had a 300-point spill at the end of the day yesterday, so we're gaining back half of that that daily loss yesterday. The S&P 500 is up 14 points right now. We're at 2,758. We're up a half a percent on both the Dow and the S&P 500 this morning. The NASDAQ having a big day, up 41 points. 7,371 is where the NASDAQ is right now. It's up 0.55%. So tech stocks faring a little better than their than the Dow and the S&P 500. The Russell 2000 is up 3 points. That's just 0.2%. It's really surprised me at how languid and calm and just, you know, quiet the small cap index has been and the small cap stocks in general. The crude oil markets are buoyant today, up 36 cents per barrel this morning. And that 10-year yield right now is at 2.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am once again broadcasting from Scottsdale, Arizona. We watched yesterday's game on TV. We watched our mighty Padres beat the Mariners, the mighty Mariners, yesterday in a spring training skirmish. And we've got a lot of clients up in the Seattle area. We'll be back to the Seattle area a couple times this year. But we just had to watch your team yesterday, and our Padres beat up on those Mariners. I think it was 11-6, and our new boy Hosmer already has an RBI. My wife said, yeah, that's $1 million for every RBI so far that he hit. So what caused the spill in the market yesterday? Well, you know, we were going along, and it was pretty quiet. All was quiet, but the anticipation was in the air. It was the first chance for Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to testify in front of, I believe, the Senate yesterday. Was it the Senate Budget Committee? And everybody, oh, my gosh, you know, every big wirehouse firm across America, institutional, tuned in and listening to every single breath that came from that man. It's his semi-annual report to Congress. Tomorrow he reports to the Senate, I guess it is. Maybe I've got him mixed up. But that was his first public appearance since becoming chairman. And what everybody, there was one word that sent the market down 300 points. One word. What was that word? Strengthened. Oh, well, we can't have that. That's a superlative. Strengthened. He said when asked about Congress's change in, when asked about changes in his economic outlook since December. Okay, so last time he spoke about the economic outlook was 2 months ago. But yesterday when he was asked, he swiftly answered by saying his own outlook has strengthened. Well, the market is currently, or was currently, anticipating 3 rate hikes this year. They could deal with 3 rate hikes. Okay, that's going to add 0.75, 75 basis points to the Fed fund rates. But when he said the word strengthened, all of a sudden the number 4 came into the picture. Okay, they said, that's it. We've got, what, 10 months left in the year, and he's going to now do 4 rate hikes. Now, that's going to be a 100 basis point rise in the Fed fund rates. And the market cringed, and the market reacted, and the market threw a little bit of a tantrum. And before the end of the day, we had lost all of our gains in the morning, and we ended down 300 points. Well, now today we're gaining back half of those points. So we remain in a volatile kind of market, and I think you can expect that to continue. The volatility is going to come in the way of every breath that proceeds out of the Fed's mouth. Jerome Powell is the man now. He's the one that can make the market drop just like that. And he's the one that can make the market go up just like that. And even a bigger impact that Mr. Powell has is on the bond market, interest rates. And so we haven't been in a Fed tightening cycle now for quite some time. It's been, what, 10 years, 11 years, something like that. And now that we're in a Fed tightening cycle, you've already seen volatility starting to heat up. You saw those people that were short volatility get absolutely clobbered about 3 weeks ago. I don't think you can bet against volatility anymore. Seems to me like we're in a more volatile environment because now we're hanging on every word that the Fed says because we know that they are now in a tightening environment. And this is a new environment for us. We haven't been in this environment for quite some time. So anyways, in the end, the market took what he said yesterday a little bit more hawkish than what he had been saying before. And that's what caused the stocks to sell off. Treasury yields went up a little bit, but you know what? I look at them today. They're at 2.88%. So we started the year at 2.44%. We're up 44 basis points so far this year, but I don't see a big spike in interest rates here today, nor did I see one yesterday after his comments. And of course, when America gets a cough, the world gets a cold, and Japan was down 1.4%, Hong Kong was down 1.4%, China was down 1%, every market around the world sold off in sympathy with the U.S. markets. Where's that 30-year mortgage sit right now? Because this is also a big factor on the real estate market. 30-year mortgage remains unchanged this week. 4.64% is where the 30-year mortgage stands. We also got a GDP report here today. This is on the fourth quarter of last year. Remember that? The fourth quarter of last year? We're almost done with the first quarter of this year. Why are we still talking about the fourth quarter of last year? Well, they revise these numbers all the time. And it was revised to 2.5%. So that's what the economy grew in the fourth quarter of 2017. And that may be one of the reasons why we're getting a little bit of a rise to the markets here this morning. Because that shouldn't worry the Fed too much that the economy is getting overheated. Of course, they're looking ahead to forward quarters, quarters in the future. But that is good news for the market. We're in one of those cycles where you kind of want bad news on the economy because that means the Fed will stay at bay. Good news on the economy means, it's going to be 4 rate hikes this year. Maybe they'll even start talking about 5 rate hikes at some point in time before the year is over. This current quarter that we're currently in, which will end in 1 month. We're already two-thirds of the way through the first quarter of 2018. The predictions right now continue to fall. At one point, we saw a 5% prediction for this current quarter we're in. Then it was lowered to 3.2%. Well, now the Atlanta Fed is predicting 2.6%. 2.6%. For the current quarter that we are in. So that shouldn't worry the Fed too much. Now, when we come back, yesterday I sent out a push notification, an email to all my live trading subscribers at the end of the day. I said, you know, everything acted pretty normally today, but there's two stocks that have got me worried. I don't like the way they look. Well, doggone it, I didn't want to be right, but I was right, and one of those stocks is selling off today. It seems like the market knew something, and it was showing up in the charts. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yesterday, when all was said and done and the bell finally rang on Wall Street, I think we had a 299-point drop. The NASDAQ was down about 85. That's kind of becoming normal right now with all the activity and anticipation and fear of the Fed. I heard a good quote this morning. We scare kids with Halloween. We scare adults with the Fed. Well, you've seen it. You've seen it, right? Boo! The boogeyman comes by. And yesterday delivered a bit of a trick instead of a treat. We've had a treat. We're really spoiled. We've had nothing but treats from Miss Yellen handing out, doling out candy during her tenure. And, of course, during Bernanke's tenure, he was digging us out of a hole by doling out lots of candy and buying lots of candy and loading up the Fed balance sheet with candy and quantitative easing. And now it's no more candy, that's for sure. It is now more tricks as opposed to treats. Well, anyways, when the market closed yesterday, I sent out my usual market ending, my last message for the day, and I said, you know, the market got, here's what I sent via email and text message if you have, or not text message, push notification if you have the iPhone app. I said the market got roughed up today on comments from the new Fed chairman. I did not see anything unusual about today's sell-off. And I say that because I went through all my holdings yesterday. And I looked at hundreds of different stocks from all walks of life yesterday that I don't own, and different asset classes and cash and interest rates and bonds and short-term interest rates and oil and energy and commodities. And I said I didn't see anything unusual other than just this little knee-jerk reaction at the end of the day. I said, however, the two stocks of mine that look the weakest are Home Depot and Lowe's. I said, I'm not quite sure as to why they are so weak. Well, it would seem to me that earnings, acquisitions, big news, it seems to me that somebody seems to know something before the actual event. Because the actual event was last night. After the close of the market, Lowe's reported earnings that missed the street estimate by 13 cents. They beat on revenue, which has been a really good trend in this current quarter, that this current earnings season that we're in. In fact, it's been the hallmark of this quarter, companies beating sales estimates. Well, Lowe's beat their sales estimates all right, but they came up 13 cents short on earnings. Now, I've always said that the three pillars that my market, my philosophy of the market, and my analysis of the market, especially as it pertains to individual companies, the three pillars that it stands on is number one, valuation. Okay, Lowe's has still a very attractive valuation, and of course, it's getting cheaper today. Last time I looked, let's see how Lowe's, last time I looked, it was down 7%. Lowe's right now is down only 5%. All right, hey, that's better. That's not as bad, okay? Lowe's misses by 13 cents. But you know what? Leading up to this report, the chart was weak. It was very weak. The other pillar that I stand on, besides valuation, and as I look at my Best Stocks Now app on Lowe's, I mean, as of yesterday, this stock was ranked number 11 overall. That's no guarantee that it's going to go higher, but based on the valuation, which I found the stock to be quite attractive from a value point of view, peg ratio of 1.1, target price of 185, dividend yield of almost 2%, it had an A value grade. Okay, and it also been performing pretty well over the years. It's a performance grade of B, and it had a huge run here recently. In fact, from November, it went from 75 to 109. And I have still a pretty nice hefty profit in Lowe's in my income portfolio. But that has been consolidating those gains ever since it hit 108 back in late January. It's been selling off, profit-taking, you know, people lightening up, maybe cutting back their position a little bit because they have a big gain from it. But I didn't like the way it was behaving. And I especially didn't like the way it was behaving yesterday. But I made the decision, which is part of my daily grind through life on all the companies that I own. Should I bail on this thing? And I looked at the valuation, I looked at the performance of it. It's still on a technical buy signal, although it's been really weakening recently. And I decided to hold the stock. And they did miss earnings. I am encouraged that the stock is coming back and there's some buying in it. I'll have to see where the new numbers come out. I'm not ready to dump it today. If I look at my income portfolio, I also own it in my growth portfolio. Now I've got a loss of about 10 or 12% since I added it to the growth portfolio. I was so happy with it. Actually, I have a loss in both of them of about 12% now because we're losing 6% overnight. But I have made money in Lowe's in the past. Home Depot's been good to me over time. But I did not like the way that those stocks were trading, which illustrates a point. Home Depot actually looks pretty good today. You know, a lot of times trouble in the market, that's why I spend several hours every day looking at pictures of charts, of stocks, of indexes, of commodities, of interest rates, things like that, because the first place trouble usually shows up is in that picture. That pretty picture that's been going up for months and months and months and months, in some cases years and years and years. Look at the market since 2009. It's been going up and up and up and up. Quadrupled now from that point in 2009. But the first place that trouble usually shows up, I don't know if it's smart money. I don't know if it's people that have inside scoops or they just are good at what they do and they've seen these cycles before or they've got their ear to the ground or they see something coming and they start to get out. And that shows up in the chart of the stock. And I did not like the chart of the stock of Lowe's. And now I know why. They came up with a stinker of an earnings report. But, you know, hey, it's a 2.5 overall position in my portfolios. I'm going to hold it for now. We'll see where the earnings come out when all is said and done, when the pencils are sharpened and the brain trusts get together and refigure their coming quarters and coming years. And we'll go from there. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. A little scary music to bring you back there with, we invented Halloween to scare the kids and we invented the Fed to scare the adults. And the Fed scared the adults yesterday with a trick instead of a treat. And we've been used to our little baskets being filled with nothing but goodies from Miss Yellen and Mr. Bernanke over the last 9-10 years. Well, now they're taking back the cookies. The cookie jar is empty. The punch bowl is no longer spiked. And the market is sobering up, and it got sober real quickly yesterday with one word. What was that word? Strengthening. Strengthening. Mr. Powell was asked, what have you seen since your last economic outlook back in December? And he said the word strengthening, and that made the market sell off 300 points, just like that. One word, strengthening, because now the market's saying, what? We're just anticipating 3 rate hikes this year. Don't beat us up with 4 rate hikes, Mr. Powell. Please, Mr. Powell. Well, we'll have to see. We're at the mercy of Mr. Powell right now. He holds the club. The club, not the baton, the club, the baseball bat, has been handed off by Miss Yellen to Mr. Powell. And now the market watches every word, every breath that comes out of Mr. Powell's mouth. Okay, one of my stocks in the news here, and I'm going to make this my featured stock of the day. And just remember that when I feature a stock, it's not a recommendation. I'm not telling you to go out and buy it. Do your own research. I like to teach on my show, and I like to give live examples from today's market. What better way to teach a subject than is to use a live example from today's market? Well, I've talked about this whole concept of being on the right side of the street. We're now in a rising interest rate environment. It's becoming clearer and clearer to market participants every day, more clear to them. But I recognized this back in July of 2016 when I wrote an article saying, talking about the unprecedented risk that now exist in the bond market. And I pretty much called the top in the bond market. And looking back, that was the top in the bond market. And it was the top in bond proxies, such as real estate investment trust, such as BDOs, such as utilities, mortgage REITs, anything that's interest rate sensitive. Continuing to hold on to things that are interest rate sensitive, the time to get out was in July of 2016. And remember, we had had some pretty big gains in REITs, in utilities. Utilities were on fire. As you look at that July 2016 area, utilities were knocking the ball out of the park. Because of the low interest rate, they were a great alternative to a bond market that's not offering anything, next to nothing. And the real estate investment trust were knocking the ball out of the park. Well, that was then. And this is now. And ever since that point in time, the REITs have been selling off. The utilities have been selling off. The mortgage REITs have been selling off. The BDOs have been selling off. The bond market has been selling off. And what's been going in the other direction? What benefits? What's the sunny side of the street in this equation? And I've been suggesting that one of the areas that benefits from rising interest rates, which are generally caused by inflation, are the commodity-related stocks. And I've been stocking up over the last year, 6 months, 9 months, whatever the case may be, on some of my old favorites. When I wrote my book back in 2012, Best Stocks Now, and how to find them and the methodology that I use, it was a very good time. It was a good period of time for the commodity-related stocks. And at that time, some of my favorites were BHP Billiton, Continental Resources, Concho Resources, other commodity-related stocks. And they went out of favor. And I got rid of all my commodity-related stocks somewhere along the way. And I avoided the commodity space for quite some time because we did not have any inflation. And demand for commodities was light because the economy was just growing worldwide at about a 1.5% to 2% clip. That's not exactly robust conditions that create a little bit of boom town or boom time and inflation and rising commodity prices. Now, one of my theories on why Lowe's got hit this last quarter is I think if you analyze it, this was my theory why the stock was not behaving well. Lowe's probably does not benefit from rising raw material, basic material prices. Lumber prices have to be going up. Their margins are getting squeezed. And a lot of raw materials goes into the products that a Lowe's and a Home Depot sell. So their margins are getting squeezed. And lo and behold, on Lowe's, pardon the pun, I see that their margins got hit in the fourth quarter of 2017. My theory as to why Lowe's was trading so weakly was right. They're kind of on the shady side of the street. Now, they're on the sunny side of the street in that people have more money to spend. They have their tax cuts. Maybe they're going to remodel their kitchen. Maybe they're going to do it themselves. Maybe they're going to do the backyard, this and that. But it would seem to me that Lowe's is getting squeezed and Home Depot is getting squeezed on their margins because their input cost, their cost of goods has gone up, and they have not really been able to pass that along, and thereby squeezing their margins. And that's exactly what happened. Now, Lowe's has not said why their margins were squeezed, but that's Bill Gunderson's outside look and theory on why I think it happened. So, we want to own the basic material stocks. One that's in the news today is Vail, which is a $74 billion company. Who's behind the veil? Brazil. Brazil is behind the veil. It's a Brazilian company. Let's also not forget that Brazil is one of the top performing indexes so far this year. And why would that be? Because they're an economy that is heavily tied to commodities. Whether it be cattle or agriculture or raw materials. And Brazil is one of the leading indexes in the market overall this year. Even their Brazilian Petrobras is hitting new highs here recently. But Vale is a huge part of the Brazilian economy. It's a huge part of the Brazilian stock market, and it's pushing that market higher. Now, I own Vale in my income and growth portfolio because it also pays a very hefty dividend yield. And I continue to prefer a dividend yield from an equity as opposed to a interest paid from fixed income, because the fixed income, I don't believe, has any upside potential for capital appreciation. But I believe that the commodity side of the equation, not only am I getting my dividend yield, and in the case of Vail, it's currently a 2.3% dividend yield, which is about the same as a 10-year treasury. Obviously, there's a lot more risk, but with that risk comes the potential for capital appreciation in an environment that's getting more and more inflationary. And we're starting to see commodity prices rise. And so to me, they are on the sunny side of this equation right now. While the companies that use basic materials as inputs And all of the companies that are interest rate sensitive, those are the bad side of the street to be on. Now, I just wonder, if we looked at a cross-section of 100 different portfolios from various money managers and wealth management firms and financial planners, are they keeping people in the interest rate sensitive stuff? Are they asleep at the wheel? I have a general opinion of that. And I think the answer is yes. But there's a lot of people that don't realize how interest rate sensitive their portfolio is. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about our friends at the Fed, who caused quite an upset in the market yesterday. We've had a comeback today. It sold off a little bit. Come back. At the current time, we're up 65 points on the Dow, getting back some of the 300 that we lost yesterday. But let's not forget that the market has almost quadrupled since 2009. Let's keep things in perspective here. We talked a little bit about that one word, strengthening, that Jerome Powell, Fed chairman, used yesterday that caused the markets to sell off, because now the theory is, well, he's going to raise rates four times in the next 10 months as opposed to the three that we originally anticipated. And he kind of wagged his finger and said, I just might. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. I think the best way to play it is to be out of the way of the rising interest rate train coming down the tracks. It started coming around the bend back in July of 2016, and now it's picking up steam. You should have got off the tracks way back then, a long time ago. Now, if you're holding bonds to maturity, I'm not going to knock you. Hold those bonds to maturity. But most people don't. I mean, most people own bond funds, bond ETFs through these wirehouse firms that like to do the asset allocation, the MPT model, modern portfolio theory, that basically says a 60-year-old should have 60% of his money in the bond market. And I say phooey on that when the bond market is in a bear market like it is now, and it's only going to get worse going forward. But I think people that are probably in passive portfolios that are loaded down with bonds in the bond market probably aren't listening to a Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I wish they were, because they're in trouble. We have had quite a few accounts come to us recently that were in said portfolios. And I've got several more on the way, because those people realize that their guy, and when they call their guy or their gal, what's the answer they get? Well, we've designed this for the long haul. You need to stay the course. But it's a long course for the bond market to look favorable again. And it just doesn't make any sense to me to stay in an area of the market that has such unfavorable conditions. And it won't make sense at some point in the future when the economy starts to falter and earnings of the S&P 500 start to falter to keep a big position and exposure to the stock market. But for now, it's the best game in town. It's been the best game in town. It continues to be the best game in town. The future still looks good, at least for now, until things change. Nothing's changed yet. The only thing that's changing as it relates to the stock market right now is the Fed. And yes, the Fed and interest rates do affect the stock market. There's no question about that. But a bigger factor in the stock market is earnings. And we just had one whale of a quarter. And we're seeing stocks that have been asleep. Macy's woke up with a vengeance yesterday. I do not own Macy's. But look at Macy's take off. Okay, now what is Macy's a proxy for? Macy's is an excellent proxy for the consumer, and the consumer makes up 80% of the economy. Now, if Macy's wasn't enough, today we get another department store, which I think is a very good proxy for the consumer, in TJ Maxx. I guess it's TJX companies now because they have more than just TJ Maxx. They also have that home goods store. TJX companies reported earnings today, and they knocked the ball out of the park. And that stock is exploding to the upside. So if you're looking for signs of weakness in the economy, if you're looking for signs of strength in the economy, the first place you want to look is the consumer. And the consumer is still quite buoyant. And we've got more proof of that yesterday, Macy's, today, TJ Maxx. Now, I get comments all the time. People call me, say, I'm worried. The guy I listen to, the other guys that I listen to, well, go ahead, listen to others. I think you should. You should get several opinions. The other guys that I listen to aren't as bullish on the market as you are, Gunderson, and on the economy. They say it's all manufactured, that it's all made up, that we'll never dig out of the, well, you know what, you could. They've been making that same argument for the last 9 years, and the market has quadrupled since then. I'm just a numbers guy. I just look at the consumer, numbers, earnings, growth, valuations, mathematics. A lot of people will trade their philosophy on life. Here's what I think is going to happen, therefore I'm going to position. Their opinions. You cannot invest in your opinions. You have to invest in things that are tangible. Opinions are a dime a dozen. I've been guilty of investing in opinions before, and I've never ended up well. So it's good to have opinions of what's going to happen and what's taking place in the world today. But when it comes to the stock market, it's all about earnings, not opinions. And when it comes to the bond market, it's all about interest rates, not opinions. And then you need to form your own opinions. You need to look at a few charts. You need to look at some of the earnings estimates. You need to read my newsletter on the weekends, which presents facts, not opinions. It produces facts. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, to get the newsletter coming to you every week. I have three different versions, three different levels of newsletter. But for the first 2 weeks, you get the whole enchilada. Then after that, I lower it to a half an enchilada. And then after that, it's still a nice plate of guacamole and chips. Ought to keep you on top of what's going on in the market. We're now with Ameritrade. That's my custodian. I'm figuring out their paperwork. It's a lot easier than Scott Trades. Once we get it all figured out and the transfer process and all that, it's a good time to be with Gunderson Capital Management. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.